When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome to Build Your Tribe. Today is a Quick Tip Tuesday, and today it's actually going to be quick and creative. So let's get to it. If you're like most people, you know you've got to create content on social media to attract your ideal lifer. If you've been listening to a lot of Build Your Tribe episodes in the last, 6 months to a year, really going on a year now, and if you are a member of the Marketing Impact Academy, you know how important it is for you to be posting with regard to your niche, right? So it's not just about trying to create a viral video or create a piece of content that everybody shares. I mean, yeah, that's awesome, but it doesn't do you much good if it's just attracting the kind of people who are interested in that piece of content, but it has nothing to do with what you do. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's great content out there that every one of us could post and we'll probably get more likes and comments. But ultimately, we want to create the type of content that people keep coming back for, and specifically the people who are looking for the solution to the problem that they have, and that's the solution that we offer, right? So that's why it's so important that your content, yeah, it's got to be shareable. You know, it's got to have the ability for people to want to go like, this is really good. This is so good that I should share it. This is so good that I should tell somebody about it. This is so good that I should save it, and this is something I want to comment on because there's the right kind of question, the right type of curiosity is created. All of that we get. I know you know that. The question is, and the thing you probably struggle with is, where do I come up with this stuff? How do I find creativity every single day inside my niche? Today, I'm going to share with you a really quick strategy that so many top creators are using. I've had the good fortune of being able to interview, 8 individuals this week who are social media managers. And quite a few of them run agencies. Quite a few of them are folks who, what they do is find the content for their customers. In many cases, they're having to create the content or just repost content that they know would work. And in some instances, they're giving direction to the person or the organization who they run their social media. And they'll say, okay, here's my concept. Here's what I need from you. And then they put together the video or the post, et cetera. So all of those folks, plus the folks who we're constantly polling inside the Insta Club Hub, those who are killing it, and those members of the Marketing Impact Academy who are also killing it in social media, who I happen to have on speed dial, I've been able to text everybody and collect their best practices, what it is they're doing. And I don't think this is going to surprise you, but I'm going to need you to download the TikTok app. If you're not already using the TikTok app, for this tip, you're going to need to download it, and you don't have to, but if you don't, then you won't be doing what the top creators are doing to save themselves tons of time and to be creative when they're not feeling creative. Listen, I'm very creative. I like to think I'm very creative. I think I'm pretty funny. I think I'm a great storyteller, but there's still days where I'm like, oh, I have no idea. My brain can't go there right now. I'm at a loss. I can't come up with anything creative. So here's what we do. You download the TikTok app, then you go to the Explore page, or what the equivalent of it, I guess you'd call it the For You page, and you're just going to type in a hashtag or a list of hashtags that relate to your niche. For me, I can type in ADHD, or I can type in easily distracted, or I can search entrepreneur, online business, mompreneur, small business, new business owner, small business problems. Now, you can also do this on Instagram. So if you're like, I am just not going to do this. I hate TikTok, or I just don't want to have to learn it. That's fine. You can do the same thing on Instagram, but just know the reason why most of these creators, and I myself am recommending that you download TikTok, is because the trends are happening there first. They just do. Things pop off so much faster there. By the time it hits Instagram, I mean, at least at the stage that I'm recording this, by the time that trend hits Instagram in the form of a reel, it's probably already pretty old. And by pretty old, I mean like a couple of weeks old, which is old. from a TikTok standpoint. This is like the easiest way to do this. All right, so here's how I do it on TikTok. I type in those search terms, and then I look through the top videos. And you can do this really fast. You just look at a video for literally 8 seconds, and you know almost immediately, is this something I could recreate? I could make my own. I could put a spin on this and make it work for my audience. If it is, then you've got two choices. Number one, you can download the video. 9 times out of 10, other people on TikTok give you permission to download their videos. Then you can save it to your camera roll and put it in a separate folder that you can label as social media inspiration or post ideas, video ideas, whatever works for you. That's what most of my creators have told me that they do. Here's another option. Many of them say that they will go through, like, you know, just for a couple of hours, literally on a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever, while they have nothing to do, while they're just scrolling through their phone, and they will look specifically for that type of content. And then they will copy and paste the link to that TikTok into a giant Google Doc and write a brief description above or below the link that reminds them what ideas they had when they watched it. So that way they don't have to, like, when they're ready to create content, open up this giant Google Doc and see all these individual links and then have to rewatch each and every one of them. This is a really wise system. I highly encourage you to use the system. Now, if you have a virtual assistant, this is something we do. We have a couple of our virtual assistants who are really good at finding content. They understand the brand voice. They understand depending on which one of our brands are doing this for. And I will have them send over to me a Google Doc with like 100 different TikTok ideas and a brief description of what it's about, how it could be recreated. And that saves me a ton of time because a lot of these things, either I'm going to outsource it to somebody to create that content, or I might be recreating it myself. A third option is to only like the TikTok videos that you plan to do something with it. So when you're on your TikTok profile, you can click on the hearts icon just above your whole grid. And when you do that, it'll show you every video that you've ever liked. For me personally, I can glance at the videos that I've liked, and I can just glance at them and know which ones I liked because I authentically liked it, and which ones I liked because I'm like, ooh, I could recreate this. And the other way I make this work for me is I don't like many videos on Instagram, unless it's like somebody who I really admire and I'm following them and I want to give them my support. In which case, when I glance at the video, I know that's not something I wanted to recreate. That's just somebody's video I liked because I like that person. Otherwise, if I've liked the video, that means 9 times out of 10, I want to recreate it. The plus side of using this methodology is it's fast, right? I don't have to open up another doc. I don't have to copy a link, nothing. I'm just liking videos. I'm like, okay, I could recreate this. The downside of it is that I do have to then rewatch the video. But that's not necessarily a bad thing because you probably are going to use the audio from that particular TikTok. So you would need to be, you know, on that link to that particular TikTok anyways. All right. Now, that was my advice to you if you're using TikTok and if you're using TikTok to create or to find exceptional content that will work on in any short form video format. And that would be YouTube Shorts, Facebook Stories, Instagram Stories, Instagram Reels. There's a big asterisk by that one because that's the one that's really crushing for everybody right now. And of course, on TikTok. Here's the deal. If you're on Instagram, you need to be creating Reels. If you're creating Reels, that means you're basically creating the exact same thing that could work on TikTok. So I strongly encourage you, if you're creating Reels, you need to be creating just as many TikToks. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I've been able to grow my TikTok following 10 times faster than my Instagram following. Yes, I do believe that it is easier to monetize and build a business on Instagram, but I'm building a following that transfers over to Instagram from TikTok. And I can tell you every single day, I'll get a message from someone who says they'll DM me. And that's a great thing about Instagram, right? Is we have these personal conversations, but every single day I get messages from people who are like, I found you on TikTok, which is where I have over almost 800,000 followers. I found you on TikTok and then I followed you over here onto Instagram. And I can just tell that they're getting to know me much better on Instagram than they will on TikTok. And that is because of stories. Okay, now, what if it's not videos that you need creativity for, but static photos or static posts? Well, number one, remember that if we're talking Instagram, a static photo or a static image is, at the moment, there are always exceptions, but at the moment, that's not going to do as well as a carousel. So just as I've recommended to you on TikTok, now we're going to head over to Instagram, and I want you to pull up those same hashtags, hashtags that are very specific to your niche. Then take a look at top posts. Then scroll through top posts and look for carousel posts that inspire you. Not that you're going to copy it exactly, but you're like, okay, I could make this my own. I could put my own twist on this. This inspires me. Then you've got a couple of different options. Same thing, you can copy and paste the link, paste it into a document and write yourself some notes, or you can simply save their post. And when you save any post on Instagram, you can categorize your saves. So you can, I've got a whole category that's just for nails. I've got a whole category that's for fashion, and of course, a category that's social media inspo. And that's the folder that I look at when I'm like, okay, I need to post something and I'm fresh out of creative content ideas. I hope this has been helpful for you. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to keep it fun, and then be done. Hey, be sure to share this episode with anyone you know who needs to grow their brand and they're using social media to do it. And just send them this quick podcast and say, like, this has got some great ideas if you're ever short on creativity. You know why? Because sharing is caring, and your friends love it when you look out for them. And I certainly appreciate it, and so does Brock, when you share Build Your Tribe with your friends. Thanks for listening, guys. If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I gotta tell you. So I wanna invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Chalene Johnson.